Psalm 136. This is one of those responsive readings. I don't know how many of you were raised in church where you did responsive readings. Usually they're more liturgical churches. And what I mean by liturgical is that they follow a liturgy that is usually lined out in the bulletin, and you walk into church and they hand you a bulletin and you open it up. And instead of announcements in there, it basically gives you the format of the whole service. And there's things that the minister is going to say. And then there's things that you say. And there's these times of responsive reading. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's done, as I said, in more liturgical churches. We don't do it by practice, but it was something that apparently Israel did from time to time, because this psalm is really centered around this idea of a responsive reading where someone would say, make a statement, and then the people who were there and listening would respond with their statement, which would be repeated over and over. And the statement is here in the ESV, for his steadfast love endures forever. If you have like a New King James, your Bible says, for his mercy endures forever. The New American Standard Bible says, his loving kindness endures forever. The point of it is that whatever it is we're praising God for in this case, it has an enduring quality. And that is repeated over and over again in this psalm 26 times. Why 26 times? Good grief, God. Do you think we needed to hear it that often? Yes. God says, yes, I did actually, because you guys are kind of dense. And I know that repetition makes a big difference. You know, I learned that back when I was working in radio and broadcasting. You know, it's kind of like, why do you guys play that commercial over and over again? Because, you know, the more often you hear it, the more likely you are to go and spend your money on that thing, whatever it is. You know, advertisers learned that a long time ago. Have you ever seen two commercials back to back, the same commercial? They play a commercial, then play it again. And everybody goes, I think they made a mistake. No, that was no mistake. They're just trying to get through your thick brain. And so here, 26 times in this psalm, the Lord says, would have us say, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let's read through this. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And then there the response is, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. And then we're going to focus now on God as the wise creator. Look at these next verses. To him who by understanding, your Bible may say wisdom, made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt. Now we're going to remember again the deliverance of Israel over the years. For his steadfast love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them. For his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm. For his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host, your Bible may say army, in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. You know, we were actually talking about some of these things in our study of Joshua that we started last Friday morning. The men are going through the same study that the women are doing on Thursday night and Friday morning, going through the book of Joshua in 9 weeks. And we were talking about these elements, these events in the history of Israel and how they're a picture of our salvation. You know, the nation of Israel being in bondage in Egypt, it's a picture of our bondage before we know Christ. Egypt is always a picture of bondage. Pharaoh is a picture of Satan. Will you let my people go? No. Moses is a picture of the one who comes to deliver, right? And of course, Jesus is our deliverer and bringing us out of bondage And how did God bring them out of bondage from Egypt? That last plague was Passover. Remember, what were the Jews doing that night of Passover? Sheltering under the blood of the Lamb, a picture of why and how we get saved by literally resting under the blood of the Lamb, where the destroyer can't touch us. And then coming out of bondage, going through the Red Sea, this picture of baptism, and then through the wilderness, this time of learning and growing and understanding, and finally crossing the Jordan into the land of promise, which is walking out the promises of God. It's just a picture. It's a picture of our life. God literally depicted our Christian life from the place of being unsaved to the place of walking out the promises of God, you know, in the Old Testament. And the Bible even tells us in Corinthians, these things were given to us as examples, right? So they're beautiful examples. And so as we're reciting them here, recognizing his steadfast love endures forever, it's a powerful thing. Verse 16, to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. Why? For his steadfast love endures forever. Did we get that through our heads, maybe? Possibly? That his steadfast love endures? How long does it endure? Forever. Oh, I got that, I think, after the 26th time. All right. Wonderful.